Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me? Okay. If you can put your prayer requests in the room, we will open in prayer. I have many, many unspoken. Brother Dwayne has unspoken. Sister Ida has unspoken. Sister Mindy has many unspoken. Brother Joe has unspoken. Brother Everly has unspoken. And who else? We also lift up to the Lord all the people who are going to be traveling this week, doing his work, or just traveling to run errands for travel mercies. He's so faithful to us when it comes to anything we ask him for, actually, but he always keeps us safe with his travel mercies. Sister Janice says, I pray and thank God that he's been healing my beautiful cat's name fight. Amen. I need more faith, discernment. This is from Pastor. Meekness and focus when I read his word. Plus, I have some unspoken. And let's see, any more coming in? Brother Gilbert says, love the Lord. Amen. See, any more prayer requests before we open in prayer? Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah say prayers for our Uncle Angel in the hospital and continue healing for our grandpa. Amen. We will pray for that, brothers. Sister Janice says, I pray that I get better at keeping the Sabbath day and put it all to him. Amen, sister. We pray for that, too. Brother Gilbert has unspoken. Brother Tao has many unspoken. Okay, I think that's it. So if we can get on our knees, we'll open in prayer. Get on our knees and go before our Heavenly Father. Oh, and Sister Daniela has many unspoken also. Okay. Let's bow our heads and know that we're right before the Lord's throne. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being our God who always hears us and always answers our prayers. Father, thank you for also, you know, sometimes we don't think you answer our prayers quick enough, but you know the right time to answer those prayers for us, and it's better than what we think, and we thank you for that, Lord. That's teaching us patience. We thank you for teaching us patience. And, Lord, please bless this Sabbath day. Please bless this children's study hour. And, Lord, thank you for answering all the unspokens and prayer requests in our room today. And thank you also for answering the prayers of our brothers and sisters who are scattered all over the earth, wherever they may be, in jails, in nursing homes, or just alone, all alone in their house and very lonely. Thank you for being there for them. Or even the people that I see living homeless all the time, all the homeless everywhere who are looking for you, Lord. You even protect them and help them find Jesus Christ and have them accept them as their Savior. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we praise your name for our salvation, as usual, and thank you for reminding us for that, too, Lord, and the peace that goes with it. And all these things we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Does anyone have any praises today they want to share? I know you do. I know you do. I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. every day. We have to remember that. And Pastor says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, and especially so when a trial comes upon me. Amen. And praise the Lord for this little baby boy sitting on my lap today, too. Yep, a little baby boy sitting on the couch. Got baby boys all over the place. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah say, praise the Lord for the nice weather. Amen. We had nothing but rain for the whole week, but that's okay. I guess we needed it. It was nice to walk in, too. Pastor and I walked in the drizzle anyway, down to the creek the other day. And Sister Janice says, I praise the Lord that I have wonderful parents and a wonderful family. Amen, Sister Jana. Praise the Lord for that. And I know we have another praise or two coming up, or three. I also praise the Lord for our health, our whole church family. I praise the Lord for all of our health, and it's because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. Maybe that's it for the praises. Unless it's the lag again. Okay. So praise the Lord for all the praises. Oh, okay. Sister Mindy put in a praise. She says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, the trials and peace that goes with them, my beloved church family, and this beautiful Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Teos is praising the Lord for the long-suffering mercy, grace, and love, for reserving me some iron clothing and socks during emergencies. Praise the Lord, Brother Tail. Here, do you want this one? Oh, you little doogie. Here you go. He's a breather. And Sister Leticia, little Brother Damien says, praise the Lord for loving us, for strength and food, waking us up today for all creation. Praise the Lord for my house and his wonderful grace towards us, and for all his truths he teaches us. Praise the Lord for healing Grandpa and him being able to move very little. Wonderful healing. Praise the Lord for the church family. Praise the Lord, little brother Damien. And Brother Gilbert says, I praise the Lord for his mercies, his graces, his forgiveness, and everything else the Lord does. Our God is good. Amen, amen, and amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise him for his mercy. It's so great. His love, everything. Everything's so great when it comes to our Father in heaven, our God. All right. See. Is there any more praises? Here, honey. You can have that. Okay, and Brother Gabriel and Isaiah say praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. So I guess we could start our story. Our story today is The King Goes Mad. But last Sabbath, we read that Nebuchadnezzar threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't fall down and worship that golden image. But when the king saw that the God of heaven protected the three young men. They didn't even get burned in the fire. They didn't even smell like smoke or have singed hair. The king made a decree that everyone must worship the God of heaven only. And so the story continues. Let's see how far that went. How he's got a habit. The king Nebuchadnezzar had a habit of, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he wanted to worship God, but then he'd always go back into his old ways. We'll see if he goes back into his old ways
now. Okay, the king goes mad. Years rolled by. Nebuchadnezzar kept on building up Babylon and extending his empire. He became stronger, richer, and still more rich. By now he had become quite sure that Daniel had been wrong in saying that his kingdom would pass away and that another would arise to take his place. That might have been possible in the beginning of his reign, but not now. Look at his army. Note the height of the walls of his fortress, capital. See all the people he had conquered. No enemy could take all this from him now, he thought. Then it was that he had another dream. From God, of course. This one he did not forget, but he couldn't understand it. Okay, hang on 1 second. I have to put the baby down.
Here, baby. Here you go.
Okay. Where was it now? Where was I? He could not understand it. Strangely enough, it was about a tree. At first, the tree was small, but it grew and grew until its branches reached far up into the sky. It bore much fruit, and many animals took shelter in its shade. Then he saw an angel come down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, "Hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off its leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches." And that's Daniel 4:14. "Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven. And let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth." And that's Daniel 4:15. "Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him. And let seven times pass over him." And that's Daniel 4:16. Greatly puzzled, the king called his magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers again. See, he's back to his old ways again. And asked them to tell him what the dream meant, if anything. But they could not make known unto him the meaning of the dream. Finally, he remembered Daniel, who had once recalled his dream of that strange metallic image. Daniel, of course. Why had he not thought of him before? Surely he could help. But Daniel did not reply at once. He saw the meaning of the dream immediately, but was too upset to tell it. Noticing the troubled look on his friend's face, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Belteshazzar," calling Daniel by his Chaldean name, "don't let the dream alarm you." Daniel replied that he wished the dream had been about the king's enemies rather than about the king himself. Then he told Nebuchadnezzar what the dream meant. "The tree is yourself," he said. "You have grown and become strong, and your kingdom reaches to the ends of the earth. But by the decree of the Most High, you shall be driven from your palace and made to live among the beasts of the field. You will eat grass as they do, and your body will be wet with the dew. For 7 years this will continue, until you admit that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will." This was a terrible thing to say to a king in those days, especially one with a temper like Nebuchadnezzar. But Daniel was never afraid of performing his duty to God. Then, seeing the king was deeply moved, he added with great tenderness, "Wherefore, O king, accept my counsel, break off your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor." The king listened thoughtfully. Perhaps for a moment he thought he would do as Daniel had said. But as the days and weeks went by, he drifted back into his old ways again. He was still too proud to make God first in his life. At the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, saying to himself, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the hour of my honor of my majesty? And that's Daniel 4:30. Then suddenly, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And that's Daniel 4:31. Okay, hang on just one second. I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. You have to get the babies quieted. You know how babies can get. Okay, then suddenly, okay, where was I? Okay, Daniel 4:31. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. That's Daniel 4:33. So he had, his hairs were grown like eagle feathers. Like he must have looked like a really big bird. In other words, he became mad and lived like an animal out in the fields. At the end of 7 years, he became sane again. Here is the amazing story in King Nebuchadnezzar's own words. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And that's Daniel 4:34. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stand his hand, can stay his hand, or say unto him, what doest thou? And that's Daniel 4:35. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Daniel 4:36. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those who walk in pride he is able to abase. Now he mentioned himself right there, right? In those who walk in pride, he is able to abase. Okay, so that's Daniel 4:37. So Nebuchadnezzar, one of the most famous kings in ancient times, found his way to God. He learned how foolish it is to be proud and to take glory to oneself. Humbly, he admitted that he, though the king of Babylon, was nobody at all in the presence of the Lord of heaven. Gladly, he agreed that God is in charge of the affairs of this world and that the heavens do rule. Maybe some of us need to learn the same lesson. Think we need to learn the same lesson too sometimes? We just get all full of pride. It would be something if we went through what Nebuchadnezzar went through to learn our lesson. Becoming a beast and growing feathers and having bird claws. Oh, boy. Okay, so here is our song, which Pastor's going to join me in a second. We're going to sing Victory in Jesus. Okay. Okay, victory in Jesus. That's what Nebuchadnezzar actually had.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Okay. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I started out too low. Can I go a little higher?
It's up to you.
Okay. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Yeah, I know, I thought it was flood.
Praise the Lord. I haven't sang that song in a long time. Okay. It is time for our pop quiz. Okay, question number one on the pop quiz. Wait, let me see what this is. I love these pictures you're putting in the room, Andy. They're so cute. Well, everybody's singing. Even the animals. Question number one. When God gave Nebuchadnezzar his second dream, did he remember that one? This one? Yes or no? When God gave Nebuchadnezzar his second dream, because remember, he didn't remember the first one. Did he remember the second dream? Very good. Yes, he did. He remembered it. But he didn't know the meaning, right? At question number two. Oops, I gave the answer to that one. Question number two says, did Nebuchadnezzar know the meaning of his second dream? Yes or no? He remembered what his dream was about, but he didn't know the meaning, right? Did he remember the meaning of his second dream? No, he did not. He couldn't remember it. He knew what happened in it, but he didn't know the meaning of it. Okay. Question number three. At first, who did Nebuchadnezzar call to help him with the meaning of the second dream? Was it A, Daniel, B, the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, or C, his loyal servants? At first, who did Nebuchadnezzar call to help him with the meaning of the second dream? Who did he call at first? Very good. It was B. He called the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. I guess he forgot all about Daniel, right? He forgot all about God, maybe, hey? Okay, very good. Question number four. The soothsayers, magicians, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Oh. I said soothsayers the first time, and I meant astrologers, sorry. Could not figure out the meaning of the king's second dream. Who did the king call next for help? Did he call A, Daniel? Did he call B, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Or did he call C, a famous scholar? Very good. Yes, he finally called Daniel. Okay, question number five. What was the other name that the king gave to Daniel? Do you guys remember what that name was that the king gave to Daniel? It was a new name. Was it A, Belagar, B, Belteshazzar, or C, Belshazzam? What was that name that the king gave to David, or Daniel, I'm sorry. Right, it was B, Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar or Belteshazzar? That's the name he gave him. It was a Chaldean name. Okay, very good. Question number six. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that in the dream, the tree was blank himself. So it's a fill in the blank. Shazam. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that in the dream the tree was blank himself. Spelling it little by little. Yes, that's who the tree represented. It represented Nebuchadnezzar. Very good, you guys. Okay. Question number seven. Daniel told the king that he would be driven from his palace and made to live among the blanks of the field. Daniel told the king that Nebuchadnezzar would be driven from his palace and made to live among the blanks of the field. Fill in the blank. Very good. Daniel told the king that he would be driven from his palace and made to live among the beasts of the field. Boy, could you imagine if the Lord told us that we had to do that to learn how to be humble and not pride? Very good, you guys. Question number eight. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that you will eat blank as they do, and your body will be wet with blank. Wow. He was living among the beasts of the field. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that you will eat blank as they do, and your body will be as wet, be wet with blank. Very good. He told Nebuchadnezzar that you will eat grass as they do, and your body will be wet with dew. It's gross. Always being wet like that all the time. Very good. Question number 9. As the king ate the grass like an oxen did in the field, what happened to his body? A. He turned into a skeleton. B. All his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers. C. His nails were like a bird's claws. Or D. Both B and C. What happened to his body while he was eating the grass? Very good. It was D, both B and C. All his hairs were grown like eagle feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. Okay. Question number 10. How long did Nebuchadnezzar have to be an animal and live in the field for? Was it A, 15 years, B, 10 years, or C, 7 years? How long did he have to live like an animal and eat grass and have bird's nails and be all wet with dew? Very good. It was 7 years. It's a long time to learn a lesson. But then, you know, you think about us nowadays, we have, it takes us quite long sometimes to learn lessons too. There's just some bad habits we had when we were children, and we had to stop them. Some, a lot of them we stopped, but there might have been more that took us a long time to learn. Okay, you guys did a great job. And now for our bonus question. What lessons was the king supposed to learn in those 7 years of being a beast in the field? What lessons was he supposed to learn? What lessons was King Nebuchadnezzar supposed to learn in those 7 years of being a beast in the field? Brother Lawrence says humility. Very good. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah say to be humble. Very good. Yes. Yes. I mean, look at, he just couldn't learn his lesson. Look at how many times he turned away from God, you know, and went back into his old ways. Little brother Damien says, not to be proud. Very good. Not to be proud. Sister Mindy says, to humble himself to the Lord and give God the glory for all he was blessed with. Yes. He was, Nebuchadnezzar was giving himself the glory. Oh, look what I did. But no, it's because of God he was blessed with all those earthly riches and all that earthly power. Brother Lauren says, you reap what you sow. Yes, amen, indeed. Sister Karen says, being humble. Very good, amen. Yep, he had a big lesson to learn, and praise the Lord, he learned it. Hopefully, he sticks with it this time, right? We'll see what happens in the next story. Okay, you guys did a great job, and I will hand the mic over to Sister Mindy for the Ten Commandment class.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. All right, let's get started on our lesson. It's going to be fill in the blanks, and I'm going to tie in the Ten Commandments, one over the Ten Commandments in the lesson. So it's kind of like we're going to be doing it all. So, Brother Joe, if you want to get us started, that would be great. God gave us the Ten Commandments because he blanks us. Very good. God gave us the Ten Commandments because he loves us. Praise the Lord. Question number two. The Ten Commandments show us our blank and why we need a blank. Very good. The Ten Commandments show us our sin and why we need a Savior. Question number three. Jesus kept the blank blank perfectly on our behalf. Very good. Jesus kept the Ten Commandments perfectly on our behalf. Question number four. God reveals his holy and loving character through his blank. Very good. God reveals his holy and loving character through his commandments. Question number five. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on stone to represent their blank and binding nature. Very good. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on stone to represent their permanent and binding nature. Question number six. This truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed blank to place the tablets of the law in the blank of the covenant, which was then placed in the holy of blank in the tabernacle. Very good. The truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed Moses to place the tablets of the law in the Ark of the Covenant, which was then placed in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. Question number seven. The Lord promised to write the Ten Commandments in our blank and our blanks so we can keep them. And that's the only way we can keep them. The Lord promised to write the Ten Commandments in our hearts and minds so we can keep them. Question number eight. The Ten Commandments are listed blank in the Bible, in the books of blank and blank. Waiting for some people are typing. We got three fill in the blanks in this one. Very good. The Ten Commandments are listed twice in the Bible, in the books of Exodus and the books of Deuteronomy. Question number nine. Jesus preached the Ten Commandments in the blank on the Mount. Very good. Jesus preached on the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. Question number 10. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17 through 18, "Think not that I am come to destroy the blank or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to blank. For verily I say unto you, till blank and blank pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be blank." We all know this verse by heart, most of us. Wait for some more people are typing. All right. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17-18, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Question number 11. To misuse God's name is the same as taking his name in blank. Very good. To misuse God's name is the same as taking his name in vain. Question number 12. Which commandment is that? Very good, that is commandment number 3. And the Bible verse for that commandment is, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Exodus 27. Next question. You should always blank your father and mother. Very good. You should always honor your father and mother. Question number 14. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 5. And the Bible verse for that is, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And that's Exodus 20:12. Question number 15. Do not commit blank. Very good. Do not commit adultery. And which commandment is that? Very good. That's commandment number 7. And the Bible verse for that is, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Exodus 20:14. Question number 17. You shall have no other blank before God. Very good. You shall have no other gods before God. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 1. And question number, oh, that Bible verse for that is, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Exodus 23. Question number 19. To blank someone is the same as committing murder in your blank. Very good. To hate someone is the same as committing murder in your heart. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 6. And the Bible verse for that is, thou shalt not kill. Exodus 20, 13. Question number 21. The blank day is the day we are to keep holy. And it could be two answers for that, I realized. But I bet for, I have it capitalized. So the Sabbath day is the day we are to keep holy, and the seventh day is the day we are to keep holy. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 4. And the Bible verse for that one is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 28-11. Next question. To make up a story about someone that's not true is the same as telling a blank. Very good. To make up a story about someone that's not true is the same as telling a lie. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 9. And the Bible verse for that is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus 20:16. Next question. To take something that is not yours is the same as blank. To take something that is not yours is the same as stealing. Very good. And which commandment is that? Very good. That's commandment number 8. And the Bible verse for that commandment is, thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20:15. Next question. Do not make any blank images and bow down to blank them. Very good. Do not make any graven images and bow down to worship them. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 2. And the Bible verse for that commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 24-6. And next question. To desire something that is not yours is the same as blank. Very good. To desire something that is not yours is the same as coveting. And which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 10. And the Bible verse for that one is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 20:17. Praise the Lord, you guys did a great job. Have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath, everyone. I love you all, and God bless.
Thank you, Sister Mindy. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, let us close in prayer. If you can get down on your knees, well, thank God for what we've learned today and what He wants us to remember. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, again for this beautiful Sabbath day, and thank you so much for making it possible for us to gather on this Sabbath day, gather together and worship you and honor you, Lord, and give you praises and learn about you. Thank you so much for our children's study hour, Lord. We learn a lot, and things are brought back to our remembrance, too, the things that we should remember all our lives through. And, Lord, thank you for answering the unspokens and the prayer requests we had earlier in the room. Thank you for being with us here and during our study and for every day, forever. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. And in Jesus' name, we pray to you. Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the Children's Study Hour today. And have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath. And we will see you next Sabbath.